Well, a bum is a guy that doesn't work and doesn't shave and just kind of gets along the best he can on handouts and maybe occasional work.
What would you call someone who, not necessarily a bum, but who doesn't stay in one city for very long?
A drifter.
Okay, just any other term?
Well, I'm thinking a hobo, but,
How does hobo sound?
But comical. I always think of a hobo as being a kind of a comic figure.
What would you call a cheap hotel that...
A flop house.
Okay. Would that... Do you think of that as being something connected with prostitution or anything? Or could it be just...
No, I would not connect it with prostitution.
And what are some slang names for money?
Bread, dinero.
Dinero.
That's Spanish for money, I guess. Jack. Never heard of that?
Not Jack, but do you know where it came from or anything?
No, that's all I can think of right now, just offhand.
What would you call a store that you could go to, say if you needed cash, you could give them a camera or a watch?
Pawn shop.
Okay. And what do you call a place where they show X-rated movies?
Well, I hadn't thought of any particular name except a theater.
Any special name for those kind of movies?
Oh, a skin flick.
Okay.
Or a porno flick.
And what are some slang names for a prostitute?
Oh, let's see. Hooker is the one that you hear all the time now.
How does that sound?
Well, it's so common. I don't know whether I would. I don't think I would have used that term before. All of, the happy hooker and all that stuff that's come out recently. Let's see. That word's just kind of taken over.
What was the name for prostitutes when you were younger? Before they were using the word hooker so much.
Well, whore, but I mean, I guess that's a regular word.
How does whore sound? Does that sound pretty bad to use? Or?
Yeah, that's a bad word, I suppose.
What would you call a building where several prostitutes work?
A whorehouse.
Okay, any other name?
A cat house was a word that was used sometimes.
And what would you call someone who manages a prostitute?
A pimp.
Is that a man or a woman?
A man, I would think. The ones you read about are men.
What would you call a woman who works in a whorehouse and is sort of a manager?
The madam.
And say if there was a fire, the vehicle that they'd send out would be a
fire truck.
What do you call the one that's got the water hoses and the pumps?
Let's see, a pumper, I think I'd call it.
What about the one with the hook and ladder?
Hook and ladder. I'd call it a hook and ladder.
Okay, and the one with the aerial hose and the boom and bucket? You know where they
sit? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the special name for it.
Do you ever hear snorkel?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I've heard the term, and I've heard it referred to fire equipment, but I didn't realize it. I never thought of that as being the vehicle.
What did you heard of it?
I don't know, really. I think of a snorkel as being the hose part or something.
Okay.